Boker Tov to those that just came. First of all, the shiur is sponsored by Yoni Palmer, who's there on my left-hand corner, and the honor of the yard site of his father. Yoni, maybe say a word about the yard site, your father, the name.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Haber. So my father, Reb Chaim Ben Reb Tzvi, the yard site is actually tonight. This is 25 years ago. My father was Nifter. There's a lot of, obviously a lot I could say about my father. He was still a big inspiration for me. He was a big person in the Kehillah, a well-known person in the Kehillah in London. He was a Gabba for many years. I grew up basically at the feet of a Gabba. And in fact, the last words that he said to me before he had a very serious operation, which was essentially the last time I spoke to him, he said he's going to miss Mincha and Maariv that day, and that's the legacy that he left with us that I hope the family continues to fulfill.
Well, that's quite a statement. What was his name?
Chaim Ben Tzvi. In English, he was known as Gerald Palmer. He was very well known in Golders Green. He was a treasurer of the Federation, which I know Rabbi Haber knows as well. He was a Gabri in a couple of shuls as well. So, yeah.
Well, Shama should have an aliyah.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. What I'd like to do is go through Perek Yotes using some of the knowledge that we have hopefully gained in the last couple of shiurim. Perek Yotes, Shar Dalad Perek Yotes. And as I read it again, even though we read it, I'm understanding more, or at least understanding what I'm not understanding better than I did before. So here the Nefesh HaChaim says, we're talking about the different madregos that a Talmud Chacham achieves when he learns Torah Lishma, or the Lashon that I was Medayik in last time was Lishma Ulamita, meaning very, and Yudhvi Chesi says, Adam HaMakabal Atzmai Ola Torah HaKadosh Lishma La'amita. So there's means there's no personal gain, and I'm after the truth. It's not which is a higher madrega of Lishma. So we go madrega after madrega, and here we say v'shem Hashem nikra olav, and the shem Hashem nikra olav ki atayrah kula shmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the whole Torah are shemoisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we spent some time on. I'm going to explain it again in a second, b'kitzer. But k'mamarim zichreinim levracha, and you find this in Chazal. I'm just going to mute everybody, I apologize. Chazal say, and you go over to Skimar and Brachas too quickly, Shenamar kishem Hashem ekra havu goydol le'lekenu. So the Gemara says, minayin lebirchas ha-Torah. How do you know you're supposed to make a bracha on the Torah? The answer is the pasuk in Devarim, kishem Hashem ekra havu goydol le'lekenu. That when you call out the shem Hashem, havu goydol le'lekenu, you should make a bracha. So why doesn't it say, if the Torah is trying to say in Devarim that when you learn Torah, you should make a bracha? So it should say the ki natasi ki Torah nasati lachem havu goydol elokeinu. Or when you're learning Torah, v'shinanta levanacha havu goydol elokeinu. Why? What's the indication of kishem Hashem nikra alecha? And the answer is that kishem Hashem ekra means that the Torah itself is the Shem Hashem. So you thought the Shem Hashem was Yudke Vavke, Elohim, Shem HaMafarish. No, also true. But here what we're shtelling on is that the Torah itself is the Shem Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Gadol Elohim. V'chein Lamdu, She'oisik Batorah Shechina Shruya Imai. That the The Gemara in Bracha says that anybody who learns Torah, the Shechina is shari with him. Tichsif, b'chol hamakim asher askir ishmi avay elecha uveirach ticha. Any place which you mention my name, I will come and I will bless you. Well, who's mentioning Hashem's name? Means to say when you're learning Torah. That's what the Gemara says. Call it Zaloyman Torah Lishma. So what we see from this is two things from this paragraph, two very, very deep things. Number one is that the whole Torah is the Shem Hashem. And number two is this some type of a benefit for the Talmud Chacham, which I'd like to understand. Now, let me just review very, very briefly what we learned last Thursday, and that is that what does it mean that the Torah is the Shem Hashem? Lefi Admakim Shiyadenu Magas, what does it mean that the Torah is called the Shem Hashem? And we understood this to mean that there's Hashem, and then there's the Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is similar to our names, Lahavdil. Meaning like, what's your name? Your name is Yoni, your name is Dan, your name is Avram, your name is Yisachar, right? So what's your name? Your name is not your essence, necessarily. But what it is it's the first level of understanding something about your identity. So if I say, hey, my name is Yaakov, you're understanding at least my name. You know how to refer to me. I'm not just another extra in the scene walking through the streets of Tel Aviv. I have a name. And my name is my essence. Kal v'chomer, like if your children call you Abba or Ima or something like that, dod, it defines a certain part of the essence of the person, which is nogeya to the person who's calling you that. So this is the union of a shame. You know, people are very makpin on their shemos, you know, professor, doctor, rabbi, you know, people are very makpin on these things because it becomes a part of their essence. When the Gemara enumerates the different names that Rabbanim in the Gemara are called. So there's Rebbe means a Tana, Rav means an Amira. The Gemara says, Rabban is from the earlier generations of Tanaim, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara makes a point and says, V'gadol mishkulam, V'gadol mikulam shma. Gadol mikulam shma. Like the biggest title is no title at all. Hillel, Shammai, Abtalion, Shmaya. So Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe in front of his name, but Hillel did not have a Rebbe in front of his name. Hillel's grandchildren had Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So Gadol Mikulam, the biggest title you could have is no title at all. What does it mean? Because if the shame of the person is intrinsic to the person, meaning like a title is a title. It's something which is an overlay on who I am. But the actual name of the person gets closer to the essence of who I am, yeah? So Gadol Mikulam Shmoy, that the best description, if a person like Hillel comes to such a point where they become Kulay Taira, so his Hillel itself, the name itself, like his essence, doesn't require a title. I don't know if that means that we should say, hey, you shouldn't need a title. I'm going to call my doctor by her first name. You know? But that's not what it means. But a doctor is not etzem a doctor necessarily. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, there's Rav, there's Rebbe, there's Rabban. The Gadol Mikulam Shmai is where the essence of the person of Hillel was Torah. Doesn't require a name. So that's the biggest name of them all, the biggest title of them all. Very, very appropriate to what we're saying. Even though I said it's Agav, it's actually very, very important, very, very spot on to what we're saying. So the Nakuda here is that a name is a Gilui, the first Gilui, if you want, of the essence of whatever it is what we're describing. That's what we learned last time. So the essence of what we're describing, let's say, just take anything that's in front of you, but let's take a machberet. So if you take a machberet, the shorish of the word machberet is chibur, right? Machberet, which is the same language as chaver. So what the essence of this is not that it's a bunch of pieces of paper. I could have a bunch of pieces of paper. I could have thousands of pieces of paper. But the pshat in the machaberet is that it's all mechubar biyachad. That's what makes this special. The essence of this is, oh, a machberet, you put it all together. A chaver, the essence of a chaver is not that we have an association, but that we're connected, we're bound, we're hooked at the hip. That's what a chaver means. So when you start talking about any piece of gashmius, if you're using a real name and probably even not a real name, like in, I imagine that as much as language is a social agreement or a social contract of such that we're going to call a computer, but a computer, the reason it's called a computer is because it computes. So it deals with the essence of something. And you probably find in every language, whatever the word is, mechashev, whatever the word is, it's a description of what the essence of it is. So when we talk about, it's just like we randomly say, let's call this a b or a g or a g. Like, you know, everything has a name.
Does this explain why parents naming a child are said to have Ruach HaKodesh at that moment? Because they're coming to the essence of the Shorash and the Shana?
Very, very good point. The answer is yes, for sure. That's what the Svarim say. And it also explains, Rabbi Yitzchak, why kol ha'machane shem l'chaveroi ein l'chelek l'olam haba. You're calling somebody by a nickname which they don't feel is descriptive of their essence. Hey, Shorty. You know, hey, Lefty. Yeah. So you would, here's my hope. You know, I always think to myself, like, you know, Rav Scheidberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So they all tell the story that when he was young, he was a good pitcher and he pitched with his left hand. So they used to call him Lefty Scheinberg. You know, but I used to think to myself, like, Lefty Scheinberg, like if you grew up in America in those days, you knew about Lefty Scheinberg. But it was a big baseball guy, Bachal, supposedly. But, you know, like, you know, it so hardly describes his essence. Of Kadosh V'Tahar and Masmid V'Yadeh Kolatar Kula. So like it's no longer an appropriate name. So every once in a while, some old timer will come and say, hey, hey, Lefty, I remember as a kid, you know, like to show that they really know him, but they really don't know him. In other words, they didn't allow him for the growth that he went through over the years and he became a Kadol Ador, you know? So the correct term now is not Lefty, but quote Kadol Ador. It's a whole different, or as they say by the Hasidim, quite kedushas. This becomes a whole different essence of the person. Now let me put in a parenthesis of a little bit of mussar, which I gave myself this week. That my wife showed me a video of a rav. It's not important to mention right now, but of a certain rav. Who's my age? I went to yeshiva with him. And, you know, when she said, oh, I have an interesting video of this guy, like Rabbi so-and-so. And my immediate thought was, like, you know, why listen to a video of that kid? like you know, and then I listened to 5-10 minutes ago and I see he grew into like a Talmud Chacham Nifla. He's a gon. His insight was gewaldic, you know, like everything that he said. You know, it was an initial thing that I'm still calling him by his name of when he was 16, 17 years old. And I just never allowed for his beard to get white and some Chachma to come from him. And like, it was just like an important thing, a parenthetical musser that I gave myself. You got to allow people to grow. You have to understand that they grew and they get better and not define them by the... And part of this Kinoi Hashem is that, you know, people get a kick out of calling people by the name they were called when they were 12. You know, so you know, people like to refer to like Lefty. You know, they tend to like to refer to Rabbanim that became Chashuv Rabbanim, or doctors or professors or whatever they may be, by the name they knew him as a child to bring him down to his to bring him down to earth. Hello, I know you when you were John. You know, hi Johnny. You know, so. You know, like we got to be careful with that because the essence of the person itself can change. Godel mikulan shmai. Maybe Hillel at an earlier time in his life was called Rav Hillel or Reb Hillel or Rebbe Hillel, but Rabban Hillel. But he grew up to Hillel. Gadol Mikol and Shmai, his essence became an essence of Torah until he became the Gadol Ador and the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGadol. So, okay, that's, but what, all this I'm saying, all this, these little things I'm saying is to point out that a shame is as close as we can get often to Hashem. Like, we don't know Hashem. That's above our ability, the essence of Hashem. What we can know is his midos. We can know Shem Elokim, Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what we can know a little bit. Like, there's a study, the whole Sefer Shari Oiro, which I'd love to learn one day with everybody, is all about, like, the different Shemois of Hashem. The biggest shame of Hashem, the Nefesh HaKayim is going to say in the next couple of paragraphs, the most important Yesodistic Shem Hashem is the Torah itself. That's the ultimate articulation of who Hashem is the Torah itself. So that's what we learned last week. That was a brief chazara, that the Shem Hashem describes as best as we can the essence of Hashem, and that Torah, Istakel b'Oraisa, Bara Alma, or even better, Yisrael v'kutcha brichu v'Oraisa chadhu. That's as close, that's the chada, that's as close as we can get to the Shem Hashem. So now, that being said, let me ask the following question. The first four words of Perek Yutes, please look inside. V'Shem Hashem Nikra Alav. A Talmud Chacham that learns Torah Lushma, Shem Hashem Nikra Alav. The Shem Hashem is Nikra Alav. So can somebody explain to me what that, those words even mean? What does it mean? Shem Hashem Nikra. To say that he's studying the Shem Hashem, I understand. To say that he's, familiar with the Shem Hashem, I understand. What does it mean, Shem Hashem Nikra Alav? Somebody help me on this one. What do you say, Ephraim? Shem Hashem Nikra Alav.
I'm
saying he becomes the one with Hashem, maybe.
He becomes one with Hashem.
At one with Hashem, meaning he integrates the Ratzon Hashem, etc., with his Ratzon.
It doesn't sound like Nikra is Nifal. It's a passive. Shem Hashem Nikra Alav. It's very hard to actually translate that. It infers that Hashem, he becomes Hashem's name, or he assumes Hashem's name, which doesn't make a lot of sense, and it's not rational.
So you agree with my question? It's the words are like astounding, and we read it too quickly.
Who's doing the calling?
I don't know.
Malachim?
I would translate it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not the big Baal Lashon. But Shem Hashem Nikrilov is he's called Hashem.
So Rabbi Hebe, you were just saying that if the Torah is the Shem Hashem, maybe he's a Ben Torah. Maybe that's the point. That he,
right.
He's now.
Rabbi Hebe, can I suggest another translation?
Yes.
Shem Hashem Nikrilov, because the name of God is discernible in him.
What does Nikra mean? Discernible?
Discernible. You can read it into him. You can see it on him.
Mm-hmm. So I think everybody's saying sort of the same thing, which is astounding. I don't mean it's astounding what you're saying, but the words itself are astounding. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alav, meaning that his name is Moshe, but Shem Hashem Nikra Alav, he's equated somehow with the Shem Hashem, like you said, Yoni, about a Ben Torah, like in other words, Shem Hashem Nikra Alav. And look what we do with this. First, Birchas HaTorah, Minayin LeBirchas HaTorah Lefanu Min HaTorah Shenemar Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, I am going to call in the name of Hashem. Havu Goydol Elokeinu, I'm going to learn Torah. Meaning Kishem, but then we go further. Call Isaac Batira Shchina Shruya Imai. So Shtik Shchina. In other words, he is Shchuna. In other words, let's say the Shchina needs a place to rest, like a Beis Hamikdash. which is called the Beis Hashem. So Shechina, Isaac Bater, Shechina Shruya Imai. And now I have another question for all the valedictic here. The Chsiv says in Shmois, Perichov, B'chol ha-mokoim asher askir eshmi avay elecha uverachticha. Who's talking here? Mi amar el mi.
It's kilo. I mean, on face of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it.
Right. Avay elecha uverachticha.
Right, and then it doesn't make sense because we're talking about, we really should be talking about the person saying it, but we're saying
so it should say what would you, if you were writing this pasuk, what would you say? B'chol mokim asher taskir eshmi avarelecha uverachticha. B'chol, I also don't know what that hey is for, b'chol hamokim, but let's leave it for a second. B'chol hamokim asher askir eshmi, who's saying the shame? Hashem? Avai elecha uveirachticha. So here's my second question to you today. Give me a good translation of this pasuk.
First of all, askir and avi are obviously the same. The mut is saying both words, so it appears that it's inferred that Hashem is saying both of them.
Right. For sure, the second part, avai elecha uveirachticha. So, somebody want to say something about Askir Ishmi?
Can I suggest that, Rav Eber, perhaps the reason Hashem's name is called on, so to speak, on a person, and where in the pasuk we're looking at now, that it's that this person has become so one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Limud Torah, that it's as if this person is a window now, or a portal, and the person allows Hashem to be revealed completely in the world, as if that person is not there. So, in other words, the Hashem is a skir kaviyachol. He's his himself because he just shines. It's right through this person. And when people see this person, they say, Shem Hashem Nikra Alav. When people look at this person, they don't see that person anymore. They see HaKadosh, they see Hashem. Hashem shines into the world.
Or at least revelation. A Shem Hashem.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, Yisachar, yes, yes, yes. Meaning,
there's a word in English which maybe would be appropriate here. I'm picking up on what the last speakers mentioned. The word is to embody. A person has a certain characteristic. Let's say he has the characteristic of tzniut. So one could say he embodies tzniut. He projects through his actions a quality that shines through. So perhaps the same thing here is someone who's learning Torah Lishma, so he embodies the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yes. So, but excellent. By the way, I'll tell you all, it's not like I know the pshat, but I want to just really say in my words what you just said. Both of you, all three of you. Chomokim asher askir eshmi. The Talmud Chacham becomes like Yud Kei Vav Kei, like Elikim, he becomes Torah. That means when Hashem is saying his Ratzon, he's saying it through this Talmud Chacham. Is that what you meant, Yisachar?
Yeah.
He's saying it through, there's a complete transparency of the person, and that's why, like, you know, there's a Gemara which always troubled me for obvious reasons. But the Gemara says, the Gemara is clearing, looking for an example of Chilul Hashem. So one of the Tanoim said, Kegoyin Anoa, I'll give you an example of a Chilul Hashem. Hashchil Hashem. Think about the words Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. Kegoyin Anoa, Shoholech Dalet Amish B'loy Torah. that's a scary idea to me. Dalet Amos Blei Torah, I do this most of the time. So, but it's a Chilul Hashem. But the pshat is like this. I think the simple pshat is that people are looking at this Talmud Chacham. Let's say you're looking at the Chais, Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, you're looking at somebody in the Chafetz Chaim. You're not looking at the Chafetz Chaim any longer as when he's walking, when he's talking, when he's speaking, and you're gathering around the Chafetz Chaim. You're not looking at him any longer as Yisrael Meir Kagan. It's called the Chafetz Chaim. So he is, maybe the right word is embodiment, but he is the Shem Hashem. And who's saying that Shem Hashem? Who's saying Shem Hashem is Hashem. Hashem, just like he's saying what he's saying with his Shemois, just like he's saying with his Teva, if you want to understand what I'm saying through Torah, that Shem Hashem, Ki Shem Hashem, B'chol Hamakim, Asher Askir Eshemi, I'm. You want to know my name? Hashem says, "Look at this Talmud Chacham." And if a Talmud Chacham, which is learning Lishma, there you see it. That's a whole different idea of Kvod Arav, Kvod a Talmud Chacham to somebody who's on this Madrega.
This is exactly what Chazal say: the Shechina Medaberes Toch Grono Shel Moshe Rabbeinu.
Mamish, exactly what it means. That it becomes a kli. To put it all in one word. He's a kli, but he's a perfectly transparent glass kli. So when you're looking at this, you're not even saying glass; you're saying water. Give me the water.
Rav Haber Moshe was known as Ish Elokim, and he was the most self-transparent person. Nachum,
Anav Mikol Adam. So it has to do with two things, Chaim. It has to do with my hisbatlus and my malchus. Because malchus is where Hashem mamish permeates the world. So malchus is the ultimate Shem Hashem. And somebody who's carrying this malchus, leis lemigar meklum, has nothing of his own. He's just a window for Hashem. Therefore, says the Gemara, if that same person is walking and he's saying shtuyot, or he's not, teaching Torah and learning Torah, he's not an essence of Torah, so that's a chilul Hashem. He is being abusive to what he's made himself and how people are looking at him. We don't look at the Chafetz Chaim and want to hear the weather report or Lashon Hara. We're looking at you to understand everything that you're saying and everything that you're doing and everything that you do is Tzarech Talmud. So he is the Shem Hashem. Who's saying that Shem Hashem? Askir Shmi. Hashem is saying it, which is parallel to the first four words in the paragraph, V'Shem Hashem Nikra Olav. So we're learning a paragraph in the Nefesh Chaim like Brisker's here. The V'Shem Hashem Nikra Olav, Mamish, the Shem Hashem, he's called in the Shem Hashem. V'Zok Got. It's not that we're, God forbid, considering this person Hashem. God forbid, that's a mistake of other religions.
But there's still a kli.
He's a kli.
But he's a very thin-walled, transparent kli, such that when you look at it, you only see the what fills it.
That's what's nogeya. That's what's nogeya. That he's the Shev Hashem Dikra Allah. You know, I just want to review something. I said it on Shabbos. Some of you didn't come on Shabbos, but I think last week. But there's the Gemara says famously that Shimon Amsuni Hayadarish Kol Essen Shibatayra, that every time it said S, which seems to be a superfluous word, which is probably not, hardly used even in modern Hebrew, is it Ephraim? You ever say et?
It is used.
But very little. An unnecessary word.
Sha'al oti is S.
No, that's my oat. But if I say tavi et hamachberet, I could say tavi hamachberet. Right? I'm just saying. Like so every time it says S in the Torah, it's an extra word for seemingly nothing. And Rav Shimon Amsuni said that there's no such thing as an extra word in the Torah. So he was Dervish, call S my ba essen ella l'rabois. It means to say, it means to add something to the essence of the item. It was Dorish all S's in the Torah. That was the Avodah of Shimon HaMsuni. The Gemara says that Kivan Shigia le'es Hashem Elokecha Tira. He said, how can I darish in that? What are you going to add on to Hashem? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. I could add on to the glass. I could add on to the machberet. But what Riboy and Karbonis, I could do a Riboy of S. Es Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai. It's one of the drushes that he says. Es Karboni. Just say Karboni. So there's a drasha, but what can you possibly add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Said Shimon HaMsuni, Kishem shekibalti schar al adrisha, kach kibalti schar al aprisha. I take back, and this is the beauty of Torah, that noisin loyme Torah l'shma ula amita, that he said that if I can't darshan every single S, the whole drasha shtus, I'm gonna drop the whole mahalach of darshaning. Like if one gematria doesn't work out, I'm finished with gematrias. It's got to work everywhere. It's got to test everywhere. You know, yeah. A vaccine has to be 95%. Torah has to be 100%. So Es Hashem Elokecha Tira had nothing to say, nothing to add on a Kaddish Baruch. It was a philosophical problem, theological problem. So he was pirish from the whole derech. Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, until Rabbi Akiva came with Darash, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. I'll tell you what that S is. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbis, Talmidei Chachamim. Okay. Rabbi Akiva saved the day. Oh, not only do you have to have Yira for Hashem, you have to have Yira for a Talmud Chacham also. S, Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbis, Talmidei Chacham. Hello. What are you comparing Talmud Chacham to Hashem? Talmud Chacham is learning the Torah. Hashem is giving the Torah. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmidei Chacham is a pliat summa. And as a matter of fact, I learned with the Olam and Shul, the Iyun Yaakov, which is the Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, he wrote on the Ein Yaakov, the Iyun Yaakov writes when he talks about the Skimara. He says that we find that Rabbi Akiva, when he died al kiddush Hashem, so he said, all my life I'm saying Kriya Shema. Not all his life, but let's say since he's 40, he's saying Kriya Shema. He was always mitzdayer on this, and he was worried about this. When am I going to be able to do the mitzvah kiddush Hashem? So when am I going to get to do that mitzvah? So he said he was very happy to die al kiddush Hashem, which is a very strange. Okay, like we're willing to die al kiddush Hashem, but like yearning to die al kiddush Hashem, that's already like Rabbi Kiva, didn't he love life? So the Iyun Yaakov says that, you know what the pshat is? I don't know how he knows this, but this is what he says. He says that since he made that drasha of a Hashem Elokecha Tira l'rabbis talmidei chachamim, he had sar. And he says because he saw it was abused. Now, it was abused. Maybe it was abused because different talmidei chacham started treating themselves like God. But I think what he means it was abused is because look what happened with Christianity. They turned the Talmud Chacham, so to speak, into the God himself, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Al Tzein Zach. The whole Trinity is one. So Rabbi Akiva saw, it was Bismanoi, that that's what took place, says the Iyun Yaakov. Why do I say it was Bismanoi? He was after Yashka, but he was during the time of the first church and the preachings of Paul, where this is what they were teaching, the Trinity. And Rabbi Akiva said, Gevald, what did I do? Meaning, I said a Dvar Emes, but I took away from the Achdus Hashem. These people are taking God and dividing them into two, dividing them into three, and they're pointing to Hashem Elokecha Tira. So he said that now I need to die al Kiddush Hashem, and as I'm dying, I have to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, to be mesakein the drasha that I made. And not only that, but I have to be mayrich on the Echod, in order so there should be no question that there's nothing but Hashem. To be mesakein is drasha as Hashem Elokeinu. It's a gevaldik Yom Yaakov. On the Ein Yaakov, for everybody to see. And I just want to say that it doesn't mean that Rabbi Kiva made a mistake when he darshaned this. As Hashem Lekechatira. He realized that a mistake can be made from what I said, can be extrapolated from what I said. But Be'etzem, he knew what he's talking about. He didn't have charotan. He didn't do tshuva. He wanted to be mesakein. He wanted to do a tikkun. So the tikkun is that everybody sees Rabbi Kiva's moida that there's only one shame. So here comes the Nefesh HaChaim, and he brings us to five Zohars, which we probably won't get to today, but it's important. Everyone is adding an extra step, which is saying, you know what? Kishem Hashem Nikra Olav. Loi Kasha. Kishem Hashem Nikra Olav means Chomokim Asher Askir Shmi Avei Elecha V'rechticha, that not in terms of Hashem, but in terms of the Yiras Hashem, have a Yiras Talmud Chacham who's learning Torah Lishma LaMita, because he is transmitting the Emes Shebeemes and the Shem Hashem. Now he's transmitting it, he's bringing, to put it in our language, he's bringing godliness into this world, which is the Bechina of Malchus, which requires Leis Lemegar Meklum, complete, almost not even transparency, but invisibility to the word of Hashem.
So the one, I don't know that it's necessarily our topic today, but the one thing that is still difficult for me to kind of wrap my head around is, do you take somebody like the Chafetz Chaim? No one else could have written the Mishnah Brura. No one else could have written Shmiras HaLashon. I think of the Svarim that I've been able to understand, and that you hear the voice of that individual Rav, like Sharim Bat Tefila or Rav Brevda Sfarim, their unique voice just like leaps off the page. And you know, so this Leis Lemi Garmi Klum and the thinnest wall, transparent wall, and you know, there's still something of Rav Brevda in Rav Brevda, even though he was such a channel. And there was still something Chafetz Chaim, you know, about the Chafetz Chaim. No one else could have written that.
You're bringing up a very good point, which I believe the Nefesh HaChaim goes into. But let me just explain your very deep point in my, like, as transparent as we must, as a Talmud Chacham must be, he's still putting his self into it, and that's what we're supposed to do. In other words, Hashem put us in this world to be reflectors or filters of the light of Hashem, which is something that you can't see, and put into a light that everyone can relate to. So Rava does Rava, Abaye does Abaye, Chafetz Chaim does Chafetz Chaim, and Dan Weiss does Dan Weiss. Okay, so everybody is, their shame is a little bit different, right? Their shame is different. Hillel is different than Shammai. So that's, you know, we learned last week in the Pirkei Avos, in the Nefesh HaChaim, based on the Pirkei Avos, that there's two madregas, and the Nefesh HaChaim is going to say it so much deeper in Perek Yotes, but I'm just going to jump ahead for your sake, that there's Ad Shamayim Chastecha and Me'al Shamayim Chastecha. And the Nefesh HaChaim explained in Yud Zayin that Ad Shamayim Chastecha means you're still operating in this world here. Me'al Shamayim Chastecha is that you're getting above the whole Marechet. Maybe this is what happens when a neshama goes to the next world. Or maybe that's what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't about Moshe Rabbeinu any longer. It wasn't anything to do. There is no, I'm guessing this, but I think I'm right, that the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu is not what comes through in the Torah. The Leis Lemegar Me Klum is that this pure Torah, Ashchina Medaberes Mitoich Groinu, as Yitzchok said. You're not, and in fact, Hashem picked a Navi that had a stutter, that had a lack of his own self-confidence, Kinira Imutar Lagid. He picked a leader which was an Anav, and you might think that a leader has to be, you know, able to have the self-confidence to go further. No. Yes, I mean, yes, true for a leader, but not true for Moshe Rabbeinu, because Leislei Megar Meklum. He became completely invisible and transparent to the word of Hashem. To the point you can say on Moshe Rabbeinu, Nahon, Kishem Hashem Nikra Olav.
So, but even Moshe Rabbeinu, still at the end, there is something of his desire to go into Eretz Yisrael, in the fact that Baschanan, that he davened hundreds and hundreds of times over and over again, and just that the Midrash describes it as sword korea.
It's like Hashem said to him that sof kol sof, I said to him on Har Sinai still, lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. You can't see me completely v'chai because you are still alive, as the Rambam explains it. Not that you can't see me, you'll drop dead if you see me. Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai, you can't see me and live at the same time. So sof kol sof, a mensch is a mensch. And that's the limud of what we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, sof kol sof. But as high, adoin kol anavim, as high as this mensch can be. So let's do a sikum, and then I'd like to continue. Until now, we're talking about the benefits that come to a Talmud Chacham, Shemoy Meter Lushma, Mavirin Mimenu Al Derech Eretz, Mavirin Mimenu Al Malchus. Everybody, we said every parak is another benefit. Your tefillos are miskabel, etc. Here in Yotess, coming to a whole new point. I am the keli, the transparent keli. If I'm learning Torah Lishma for Hashem's word ad kedei kach, that it says kishem Hashem nikra olav, I am the Shem Hashem, and ad kedei kach that we get confused between askir ishmi and tava ishmi, taskir ishmi, askir taskir, no nafgamina. So Ephraim, it is plausible to say b'chol hamakim asher askir ishmi, if I'm using this person to be maskir ishmi, Hashem says, I will also come to him and give him a blessing. He will, in other words, not only will he be an invisible kli, but he'll have bracha also. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even though you're a nobody, so to speak, you may, but nevertheless, you're going to be full of bracha, like Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, "Vayei." Bracha, you will be an essence of bracha. Not just you give brachas, you get brachas. Ve'yeh bracha, the bistacha bracha, you are a bracha. Okay, so good to learn the first paragraph here, and then we'll be able to go further into the Zayars, but please keep in mind what we learned today, so we'll have it for next week in your session. A good ben Shabbos.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat
shalom.